My guest, Dr. Lee Erin Conley, will discuss her new book, The Cancer Revolution, A Groundbreaking Program to Reverse and Prevent Cancer. She shares integrative medicine techniques, lifestyle approaches, and wellness plans for cancer patients, and suggests that it's not enough to undergo traditional treatment alone, drawing upon the homeopathic, nutritional, bioenergetics, regenerative, and anti-aging disciplines, the Cancer Revolution offers six revolutionary cancer strategies to provide better management of cancer, including let food be your medicine, remove toxins to boost your health, harness the power of supplements, get moving to get healthy, reduce stress and reclaim your life, strengthen your immune system with sleep. Dr. Conley attended the University of Texas School of Public Health and graduated from the University of Health Sciences Chicago Medical School. Her postgraduate training was completed at Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. She is the founder and medical director of the Center for New Medicine and the Cancer Center for Healing in Irvine, California. One of the foremost integrative medical doctors in the country, she has been treating patients for nearly 30 years. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Conley, and I look forward to hearing about cancer and about your clinic and your book. So first, what are some of the most important ways we can protect ourselves against cancer?
Well, that's a great $64,000 question. Well, Nature magazine last year published that we now know the cause of cancer. And the cause of cancer is 90% was environment and lifestyle. So what does that mean? Environment means where you live, how you live, your total living environment, the work you do, the building you work in, the toxins you're exposed to on a daily basis, examining, what kind of water do you drink and what kind of, shower do you, all the water that's coming out of your shower is toxic. So, everything, your food, et cetera. I mean, just everything how your environment is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your lifestyle is, okay, how do you think? How do you sleep? What do you eat? Do you detox? What is your stress level like at home, at work? That is your lifestyle, how you live. And so what doctors, though, are addressing their a patient's environment or their lifestyle. And so we just are examining people and giving them a label, and take out the cancer with either surgery, chemo, and radiation,
mm-hmm.
and never bothering to ask the patients in all ways, in all levels.
And so
one of the best things you can to protect yourself against cancer is, I tell people, the cure for cancer is prevention.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, I tell you all the tests and available laboratory and bioenergetic workup that you can do to tell if you have cancer or you're simmering or brewing or fermenting cancer. From one cancer cell to tumor takes about 10 years, unless you were exposed to radiation like Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
But the average cancer takes about 10 years to develop. So that means you have 10 years of health opportunity to prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, we need to live a healthy lifestyle. So that means we need to breathe. Most people are not even aware that they have these amazing lungs that exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide on a regular basis and how we all need oxygen. The first thing we need is oxygen to live. Then we need to drink purified water. So we can't drink tap water because all the tap water is contaminated. So you must invest in some kind of purified water.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have what you eat. What you eat matters. Continue to buy dead food and expect energy. All right, you can't. Mm-hmm. All right, so you mm-hmm. must eat foods that have life, who have energy, that are non-toxic, and have living ingredients in it. And you need to buy organic food. And so the food has to nourish, strengthen, and heal your body. Have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to move. You have about 700 or so muscles, and the muscles help your lymphatic drain, which your lymphatics are your organs that remove all the garbage in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do that for your balance of your neurochemicals and for detoxification, and so you're designed to be in movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to sleep. You need to sleep because your immune system will not be restored if you don't sleep. And about 50% of the population is not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So you must sleep. And then one big thing is everyone in this day and time needs to detoxify their body.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're living in toxic air, toxic water, and toxic everything we're ingesting has some degree of toxicity, some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to live in it. We've got to exist in an environment that is clean, and we don't. And so our body was not designed to have heavy metals, which everyone's got heavy metals. Everyone has plastics. Everyone has benzene compounds. So the more that we detox, the more that we clean up our body, the better we're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the single biggest factor is wake up and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up and decide to be happy. And we don't set our mind. That's the first thing you need to do before you get out of bed, is get in an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God, thank you, universe, that you have provided a bed to sleep in, and thank you, God, for a beautiful night's sleep, and thank you for my divine health, and thank you for the divine balance that you are giving me every single day, and thank you, God, for this amazing immune system, and on and on and on, because we have so, so much to be thankful for.
Right.
And
right.
And we can decide to be happy. We can decide to be happy. It's a decision that we each have the opportunity to do. Yes, I know we have stresses. I know I've lived 60 years. No, I have not lived a life of a cream puff.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
we are going to have stresses in life. There is just all there is to it. We're going to have stress because that is part of life. And believe it or not, it's what fortifies you and makes you stronger. So it is very, very beneficial, but we all have to decide how we're going to respond
mm-hmm.
to life.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you focus on peace, love, and joy internally and also externally what you're giving to other people,
mm-hmm.
it's very, very crucial for you, for all of us to do that, because just think how happy the world would be if we were just wonderful to each other and loving with one another.
Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that you included the spiritual and the mental aspects in your book, because they are so important, I believe.
Well, I tell people it's just as important as their eating. It's just as important if they choose a treatment mm-hmm. of surgery, chemo, or radiation, or combination.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important their vitamin levels, everything. Everything is just as important. It
right.
has that much value, or probably more value.
Mm-hmm.
And what doctor, like I had a patient today.
Mm-hmm.
She came in from Denver, and she's 60, I want to say 65 or 66, something like that. She was just diagnosed in December, and it was a lump, and she decided to have a lumpectomy, and they recommended radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to us to get a consult to say, look, you know, everything I've read about radiation is terrible and serious side effects. And they also want me to take anastrozole, which is the estrogen blocker, and that will give you lots of bad symptoms and destroy your bones or create weak bones. And she was like, you know, I need another avenue or another way of thinking, and mm-hmm. then we'll figure out what we should do. So anyway, at the end of her talking to her about her situation, and then I said, well, what kind of stress have you been experiencing? And she said, well, I've been married to a man that's very intense and has ADD. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love him. He's, you know, a wonderful man. And then he said, my mother has been in a home for 20 years and she has Alzheimer's. So I said, it sounds like, and she started crying, and I said, so it sounds like that's probably where we need to start today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the physical exam and all of that, and then I told her we're going to do some very, very serious emotional resolution. So that is critical. And she was all game, which was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so... what doctors do that? All doctors should talk to patients about how they are living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that is how you're going to get them well.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That was what was so great about public health nursing, is because we visited the homes and could see, you know, at least the physical environment that they lived in. You couldn't always see the emotional aspects, but you did see the physical environment, which wouldn't always be obvious with those coming into the clinic unless you had extremely good interviewing skills.
Right, right. That is excellent. Yes, we all need to know how the patient is living, because then we would understand. It's like always when the patients bring in a family member, it's amazing how much more information you get.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Then, Dr. Conley, you've talked about the role of the environment and the lifestyle. And what role does the genetic predisposition play in
right.
developing cancer, and are there ways to test if you have a predisposition?
Yeah, well, genetics plays probably less than 5%
mm-hmm.
in whether a person has a predisposition. And probably if you analyzed every patient, it would probably even be less than that. But what we do in our clinic is we do saliva testing, and it
mm-hmm.
checks all the genes for genetic predisposition, and it will tell us if a patient is predisposed to genetic predisposition of cancer. Not if you have a predisposition to cancer, but a genetic one. Like if you have BRCA1 or 2, or do you have familial polyposis, things like that. So we do a saliva testing on patients for that.
Mm-hmm. And is that done in this country, or does that have to be sent to Germany or somewhere else?
No, that's done here in this country.
Oh, because I know Dr. Forsyth told me that he was doing, so this was a different type of test, but it was a test to determine the right treatment for cancer.
Yeah, well, that is a lab in Greece. Yes, that mm-hmm. is the lab mm-hmm. in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use that. We have been using that for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Great, good. Then for the listeners who are currently fighting cancer, can you tell us what they would learn from your book, The Cancer Revolution, that will add to their current care?
Yes. Well, the most important important thing, okay, if you are seeing an oncologist, and we always recommend the patient see an oncologist because there is no one person who has all the answers, right? It's only fair to the patient they fully understand all their options. So for some patients, it may be surgery alone. Some patients, it might be surgery, chemo, secondarily, and then it may be surgery, chemo, and radiation. And they need to know the good, bad, and the ugly of everything. But anytime you do surgery, we should be preparing the body for surgery. If we're going to do chemo, chemo is destructive to the not only to the cancer, but to all the normal cells. So what are we going to do to support the patient if they are going to get chemo? Mm-hmm. And then the same is with radiation. So I tell patients, even though you may choose to do one or all three of those options, you must look at the entire body to correct all of the imbalances. Mm-hmm. It might be you have high blood sugar. It might be that you have inflammation. It may be that you have low vitamin D level or other nutritional deficiencies. I do a nutritional panel on every single one of my patients so that we know exactly what they're deficient in, as opposed to me guessing. I know exactly what the patient is deficient, and I do the proper repletion of nutrients. Then you have to make sure they have their thyroid is working well. You have to make sure your adrenal is working well to withstand the treatment. So we want to keep the patient. We don't want to destroy that person in the process of surgery, chemo, or radiation. We want to keep them a very, very living, wonderful person at the same time. And then we have to understand, why, where, when, and how did we get this cancer? Let's understand all of this. And I tell people health is a process, and victory in health is a process, just like anything else. So usually I tell patients from the time they start with me, and for me to teach them about what's going on and correcting all the imbalances, and for them to teach them how to take care of themselves takes about 1 year. And because I tell people, you're unraveling a 10 or 12 year process in about a year. I think that's pretty good. But we must correct all of the imbalances. You know, we talk about the teeth. So this lady that came in, the same lady I was telling you about, I asked her about her teeth, and she told me, well, my mouth is a mess. I have root canals right here on the left side where the cancer is, and I have mercury fillings, and I know I need to take care of that, but I will do that. But she asked me what I think she should do, and I did recommend it because I have read many books on this. And so I told her, and I said, you need to see a biological dentist to give the proper recommendations. I go, I'm not a dentist, but they will give you the proper recommendations of what you need. And so, anyway, in my book, I go into extreme detail about the food and the quality of food, about detoxification, and what supplements may or may not be used specifically for cancer or for the body, and how to reduce stress, help your body with sleep, and making sure you have a good support system, creating an anti-cancer living environment, so many things. And so, and I put it together, and I think one of my friends who's non-doctor, she says, you know, I feel like I'm talking to you reading this book. And so I try to put things in very understandable literary prose so that everyone could understand it. You must, if you are going to do surgery, chemo, and radiation, you must do these other complementary therapies, whether it's your eating, your detox, because what do you want to do? You want to prevent cancer from occurring again.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, you want to prevent cancer. Once you get diagnosed, you want to fix yourself. And the definition of a cure is that your circulating tumor cells are zero. Mm-hmm. Now, what are circulating tumor cells and stem cells? Well, if you have cancer that's a millimeter in size, a millimeter is very small, is growing inside, then you are already releasing circulating tumor cells and stem cells. And that's what's responsible for 95% of metastasis. So you must address the circulating tumor cells. So if somebody had a lump or bump and they had it removed or taken care of, you must now address the circulating tumor cells and stem cells, because that's what's responsible for 95% of metastasis, meaning the cancer growing somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's how you prevent a reoccurrence and you prevent the patient having cancer again.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Conley, I wanted to ask you about the immune system. What do you do about that? Do you do something nutritional?
That's a good question. Yeah, well, I think vitamin C, I think Linus Pauling had it right, and then many, many studies have been done since Linus Pauling, and vitamin C one of the most important strategies of your immune system, and I know you, Pauling, and he was a Nobel Prize winner inventing the chemical bond, so he knew a lot, and anyway, he advocated 16,000 grams of vitamin C a day. And I use, depending on the patient, 8,000 to 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I do IV vitamin C in my office. And so then I use different immune enhancing. I may use thymus, which augments your T cells.
Mm-hmm.
I may use mushroom combinations.
Mm-hmm.
I use different kinds of mushroom combinations from reishi to maitake. So I individually decide on every single patient. There's no one the same. Every individual is an original. So you have to check. I sometimes use something called Empower that's been around for probably 20 years. You probably know that product. So I look at the blood, and then I do what I call bioenergetic information testing. So I see what the best product, which product resonates best with the patient. So I've used standard process, Immuplex. So I use different, combination of different ones to help the person. Because let's face it, after 60, we all... probably, or 50, we all are developing something called immune senescence, which means an old immune system. So you're more likely to have an illness after 60, because I tell people from 0 to 40, you kind of have a warranty. 40 to 60, you're on a semi-warranty. And from 60 on, it's just pure repair, maintenance, and upkeep. And that's not good or bad. That's just
right.
The way it is.
Right, right.
And so it's not good or bad. It's just you got to do more to take care of yourself. So I do all kinds of, we do all kinds of immune enhancement. And we do check on the blood. On the blood panel, we order a natural killer cell function, which tells me and gives me an assessment of your immune system. So I usually check that on every single person. So I know the assessment of the immune system, and there is something called the T lymphocyte subpopulations test. And that will also, between those two tests, I know where we are and what we need to do.
I think that's great that you individualize it and that you look so many aspects of the immune system. That's wonderful. One thing I wanted to ask you also is that some doctors are moving to a ketogenic diet. What do you think of that?
Well, I have read extensively, because I read the book, Brian Seyfried, Cancer, a Metabolic Disease. And then there's a very famous endocrinologist, Dr. Ron Rosedale, that explains why a ketogenic diet works. And then there's been now multiple books out recently about the ketogenic. And I tell people, again, I think it's a good plan for a lot of different reasons, but it's not the end-all absolute for every person. Again, you have to evaluate the patient completely. You have to look at their physical status and well-being. How much do they weigh? And you have to customize a plan. And like, not everyone would need a ketogenic, even though I talk about the ketogenic diet in my book. It's not the only eating program. The beauty of the ketogenic, whether you do it with protein from animals or you do it protein from protein powders, because some of my patients do not eat animal protein, which is meat, chicken, or fish. They only use protein from vegetarian sources. So you're basically eating high fat, moderate protein, and very low carbohydrates, which would be vegetables. So again, you have to assess the person. You have to see what their cancer, particular cancer is, and then come up with the best plan for them. Like some of my patients are full-blown diabetics and have cancer. So they that means a ketogenic diet is definitely going to be the most ideal plan for them because they need to cure themselves of the diabetes from the ketogenic. And then cancer, right? Otto Warburg says that a cancer cell is a fermentative process utilizing glycolysis, which is metabolism of sugar. So a cancer cell has more receptor sites for sugar than a normal cell. And so we know that their main food source is sugar because that's what a PET scan is. A PET scan is you give the patient IV sugar. And IV sugar, and the cancer cells light up, right? And the normal cells that don't have cancer don't light up. So anyway, so the ketogenic, I think, is if you want to preserve your mitochondria and you want to have healthy mitochondria, then it works. You know, it's a very, very beautiful way of conserving and maintaining your mitochondria, which are your energy powerhouses of the cell. So if you look at Dr. Ron Rosedale, if you look at Brian Seafrood's A Cancer, A Metabolic Disease, and you look at, you know, all the different books that are written out in the really in the last year or so about how fat is our friend and not our enemy, and sugar is our enemy. So again, I have a wonderful nutritionist that works with me, and we customize their eating program. So the late Nick Gonzalez, he believed in the metabolic typing diet, which I believe is also very good. So again, there's no one size fits all, and nobody should be doing a one size fits all approach.
My doctor put me on a vegan diet, which I thought was very progressive 42 years ago. And that worked very well for me. And I'm back on it because I've had AFib in the last 3 years. And Dr. Eschelstein says that it's very good for heart problems. And so, you know, I'm back on it. And I do very well on that diet. So for me, it works good.
Right. It is. And you know by how you feel. Like, there's some people that do the ketogenic diet and feel horrible. So we don't want people feeling horrible.
Right.
So, anyway.
I was going to ask you then about staying positive and hopeful. How do you do this? It's so important, but it's difficult. So do you have some ideas on how people can do this?
Well, first of all, it's a good idea to be around people who don't steal your joy. That's the first thing. And you need to have doctors who give you hope and tell you what's truly going on. Because a lot of doctors destroy the hope in a patient. And so we always want to give a patient a hope, and there's always a miracle can happen. And the doctor needs to be open to all the the treasures of the universe and not tell a patient, oh, well, I read this or I read that, and denounce them and not give them validity.
Mm-hmm.
And so because now we are living in the era of abundant information that patients can go research. And there's lots of very, very smart patients out there and that know things. And so you should address that and shouldn't tell them, oh, that's nonsense or that doesn't work. Well, first ask them, have they ever used it themselves or on patients? Then they would have an opinion. If they haven't read the literature and what's on PubMed and done it with their patients, they don't know then.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How would
right.
you know? It's just like you. You tried things all your life. But first of all, we can't destroy the hope in a patient. And a lot of doctors, unfortunately, will tell the patient, oh, you have 3 months to live. Well, I don't know. I've never been able to tell how long someone's going to live. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how another doctor is able to tell the patient.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell a patient they will, that immediately gets embedded in their thinking process, and that's just what they think. So that's what's going to happen. So we do not want to implant negative thoughts or negative feelings with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep searching for answers. You can't give up on yourself, and you got to work with a doctor who's not going to give up on you. I'm not saying that every situation is salvageable. Most of the time it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't let yourself be destroyed by treatments before it's too late either. So some treatments can be very, very damaging. I know some of my patients who've had chemo one time and they almost killed them.
Mm.
So we have to be very, very careful not to hurt and damage our patients, because that destroys their hope. Because when you feel bad every day and you feel awful from your treatments, how are you going to have hope?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that when we're doing our treatments with our patients, that you feel great and you feel wonderful and you have emotional resolution and stability. And if you're not doing that, then you've got to find people that are going to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are amazing practitioners out there that can help you, you know, giving you hope and love and understanding of things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but when you don't feel good, and if you're being, you know, you feel horrible physically, it's very difficult to have hope, right?
Right, right.
So now we have to work on it ourselves, though. Like we have to work on it ourselves. But we want to surround ourselves with loving, supportive
mm-hmm.
people, mm-hmm. correct?
Right,
that
definitely.
Is the most important thing. And I say this in my last page of my book, that love is the medicine for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs love and encouraging words for their existence.
You know, I hear from a lot of people that tell me that the doctor says I have 6 months to live or I have 3 months to live. And I tell them, this is not a doctor diagnosis. It's a God diagnosis. And only God knows when we're going to die. And I was given that prognosis 42 years ago, and I'm still here, so don't pay attention.
Right.
I said, the doctor means well. He wants you to settle whatever needs to be settled as far as your family and all, but he does not really know, and he's just trying to be kind, you know, by telling you this, but don't listen, because it's not the best for you to listen to this. And I'd say, I would rather that the doctor says, I'm sorry to tell you, you only have 100 years to live. That would be much better.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. So the patients have to be very careful the words they choose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that goes with everyone. If you're a parent, be careful what you say to your child. If you're married, be careful what you're saying to your loved one. Only try to be loving and supportive and encouraging. It is the best medicine in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a very negative feeling about traditional treatments for cancer, but I'm sure that there are times when it is best to integrate the two. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, well, that's what I have an extensive discussion in my book about this, that mm-hmm. you need to marry surgery. You know, there are going to be times where patients are going to need chemo, and we do low-dose chemo. We use the IPT mm-hmm. treatment, the mm-hmm. insulin potentiation treatment with mm-hmm. chemo, which is providing insulin first, then 10% chemo, and the insulin is a Trojan horse. And I only use chemo to shrink tumor burden so I can do my other treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I only usually recommend surgery in a serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only if it's going to affect their life or if it's so much tumor burden that it's going to affect their immune system, because tumor burden can affect your immune system. But it's very, very important to judiciously pick your treatment, because you can't, you like I said, mm-hmm. you don't want to destroy the patient in the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there are, like I said, individual, like for example, sometimes I have patients who are in pain from stage 4
mm-hmm.
cancer,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I will recommend them to have radiation.
Right.
Just to get them out of pain, because I don't want them in pain and suffering, because that will wear them out.
Right, right.
So,
that makes sense.
But I very, very carefully, and I tell the patients the pros and cons of the treatment. Like, for example, the lady that I just saw before our interview, she had a lump removed, and I said, well, I wish you would have seen me earlier. I would have had you do a non-invasive treatment
mm-hmm.
that would have been better. But I said, you need to know this information, because the challenge you've had with your health, you are going to be a blessing to someone else with your knowledge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I want you to know about it, and we're going to fix things from here on out. But, you know, things change, and you need to, you know, really study all your options. And people don't always tell you all your options, though.
Right, right.
Bunch of hogwash. Like people will say, oh, the Gerson protocol, it's all a bunch of nonsense. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And the other things, no, it's not. Everything that I do has lots of science and lots.
Right.
You
right.
feel great after you do it. So how mm-hmm. can it be bad?
The doctors in Germany also use the chemotherapy for their hyperthermia. But
I know. I work with them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it possible to use natural substance to kill the cells, both with the insulin potentiation and with the hyperthermia, or not?
Yes. It, you can. Of course, we use lots of natural agents.
Mm-hmm.
Lots. And that's what shows up on the RGCC test.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of natural agents that you can use, which you would combine.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, these circulating tumor cells do not respond to surgery, chemo, and radiation. They only respond to natural things and another procedure called SOT. SOT stands for Supportive Oligonucleotide Technique, and it's very similar to antisense. If you look up antisense, it's very similar, except this SOT that we do is personalized to you.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they take the circulating tumor cells and they reverse engineer a new messenger RNA to disrupt the DNA of the circulating tumor cell and stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's given back as one IV, and that IV will last for 4.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes around working 24/7, and it's amazing. We've been doing it here for over 3.5 years now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. That's a relatively new technique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's actually now, you probably have seen in the literature something called the dendritic cell vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's new on the horizon also. There's lots of clinical studies going on right now with dendritic cell vaccine. There's a study going on at Cedars-Sinai on glioblastoma, which is a brain cancer, and it's working very effectively. It's only in a clinical trial. So, but now we are bringing in here from another country.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So patients will, that will also be available mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things patients have now. And believe me, it's changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on, you know, we're on the cutting edge of things all the time. And we learn from our patients. We learn from people all over the world. And so the United States is only a very small part of the whole world. There's lots and lots of things going on, like you mentioned, in Germany. I send mm-hmm. some of my patients to Germany all the time. And so it's a very, very effective tool to do mm-hmm. hyperthermia with chemo, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
And they do the low-dose chemo also.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, for patients out there, there's lots and lots and lots of options. And so that's why people need to know about these things, that's why I talk about them in my book. And I tell people, though, there's always something new around the corner that's not going to hurt you, that's going to be very effective. Because the old ways of doing things, when Nixon declared war on cancer, they're old. Do you use an old cell phone? Do you use old communication technology? No. You and I are having a conversation right now, and we're telling people all over the world about what's going on. We mm-hmm. didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that ability 25 years ago, right? But
right,
now we
right.
do. Now mm-hmm. you're letting everyone know the latest, greatest information.
Which is great. So, yep.
Yes. And so we wouldn't use a cell phone that came out 25 years ago. Well, our treatments are very much have changed in the modern medicine, the new allopathic medicine. And they just came out with the study that drugs now are the third leading cause of death now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's mm-hmm. not a new information, but it's just more confirmation, let's say.
Right, right. Now, can we talk a little bit about your center? You have both the Center for New Medicine, and don't you have a cancer healing center also?
That's correct. We have the Center for New Medicine, so that's people, that can be anyone. We treat everything from cold to cancer. And we have a team of seven doctors. We have nutritionists, we have ultrasound techs, we have imaging techs, we have acupuncturists, et cetera, on staff. And the Center for New Medicine handles people with just who want to do annual physicals. They may have diabetes, they may have fatty liver, they may have high blood pressure. They may want to prevent all diseases. All of my patients now come to me because they don't want to take medications. Even the young people don't want to take medicines. Then on that side, so on the other side, we have a cancer center because a lot of the patients are here all day. So we had to have a special area called the Cancer Center for Healing. And those are people that are there for part of a day, half of a day, all day, depending on their clinical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the cancer patients meet. It's an open area. We encourage community healing. We encourage everyone to inspire one another, to help one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the Cancer Center for Healing.
Mm-hmm. You don't have inpatient, is that correct?
No, we're not a hospital, even mm-hmm. though a lot of patients think we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of capacity and capability, but we can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we.
Mm-hmm.
I know people would like, but we're just not there yet. Maybe one day we will.
Mm-hmm. And do people then come from away and stay like in a motel or something? And
people fly in from all over the world. We've had our patients furthest away would be Dubai, Abu Dhabi,
mm-hmm.
Europe. I mean, people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, New
mm-hmm.
Zealand. Switzerland, I mean, all over.
Mm-hmm.
And they come and stay. We have an alliance with several places around here. So we give them a guide to where they can go. And we have really good whole food places and really good healthy places to eat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful setting and wonderful support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you do pretty much then the treatments that you talk about in your book?
Yeah, we do all the treatments in our book. And then probably everything is mentioned in the book, from hyperbaric oxygen to lymphatic drainage to PMF to IVs to, I mean, everything. Yes.
Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
mm-hmm.
We have a very, very incredible, uplifting array of modalities that we use. And when I say uplifting, they physically change the body in a different state. You know, when you flood your body with oxygen, mm-hmm. well, that's the first thing we all need. Mm-hmm. And then when you do PMF, it raises the energy of every cell in the body. Then when we do light beam generator, it cleans out the lymph, which is, removes the garbage out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So all these treatments have an unbelievable positive impact on mm-hmm. the body.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Now, you, in your book, let me ask you, is there one thing that you think is the most important thing that readers should know in your book? One thing.
Probably the single greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I point out the single greatest thing, but I will tell you what it is. I will tell you what it is and what I've learned over these. It's all about what you think.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you expect. You become what you think about most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you think you're great and vital and wonderful, then that's what's going to happen. Your body follows your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you learn. I wasn't born that way.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that way. I learned that that was the best way for myself. And then that's what I educate and impart to my patients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they need to, we teach the patients that's what you need to do, mm-hmm. first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that's probably the most important thing also. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't practice what they know. And I'll give you an example. I go to a church. It's not a traditional church, but it's non-traditional. But I go because the people are not into money at all. They're just wonderful people, and they have potlucks, and, you know, they have psychics and all kinds of people there, and I like it. But the ceiling in the chapel falls down, and the kitchen is leaking, and this is a problem, and that's a problem, and they never have any money to repair anything. And most of the people have all of the concepts of abundance, but they don't practice it. And so when I was there, this week I said, I don't like to mention this, but, and I went into the whole thing, and they said, you know, that's interesting, because we don't. I said, you have a poor mentality. They said, yes, they did. Well, then today I get a little email. They're having a class on abundance. So at least they listened. Now, if the congregation and the people in the church will listen, because they're losing members and everything else, and they don't have enough money. And I told them, I said, the things that I like you for is not being into money, but there's a balance. You got to have a certain amount of money to take care of the roof and the chapel and this and that and the other thing, right?
That's correct. You are absolutely right.
So it's important, but you know, you got to put it into practice.
Correct. That's right. You got to implement.
Right.
Implement. And a lot of people have FTI, failure to implement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Then, Dr. Conley, is there anything else you would like to say? And also, do you have websites that people can go to? And do you have...
One thing I'd like to encourage, my goal is to educate and empower individuals, their families, and their loved ones to live the best life possible.
Mm-hmm.
And this book may be written about cancer, but we can prevent cancer. And the cancer rates are 50% males, one out of two males, and 41% of females. And everyone knows someone very close to them that has cancer, but you don't want to treat yourself with cancer. You want to prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Second
mm-hmm.
of all the tenets in the book that I talk about, they can apply for any kind of healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
So you can title it a different thing, but it's all about health restoration and living the best life possible. And we need to share this message and this mission like you are, because everyone is walking around wounded or ill, and mm-hmm. we want to restore their health, because the world will be a healthier place. If you're happy, you're healthy. If you're healthy, you're happy. So we all need to contribute to the best livelihood possible,
mm-hmm.
and that's with knowledge is power.
Right, right. And can you give us some websites?
Yeah, our websites are centerfornewmedicine.com or cancercenterforhealing.com. Or just look at my name, Dr. Lee Erin Keneally. Or look up the book, The Cancer Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been great. I've enjoyed it. And I'm so happy to have this for both the radio audience and also for my cancer website, so that people are aware of what's available in your area of the country or around the country, since you said people can fly in and have treatment there also. So this is great. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your interest.
Thank you. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I hope some of the information will be useful to you. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all shows for the past 7 years under the blog. You will also find much of the research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other health conditions, and can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. On my website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find many of the 135 interviews from radio and television over the past 2 years about my book on treating lung cancer naturally and holistically when I was diagnosed 41 years ago next month and given 6 months to live by traditional medicine, who offered chemo and surgery. This book was published in November 2012 and was a bestseller on Amazon. You will find endorsements of the book, a place to buy the book, and an earlier one from 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. On my third website, you will find information on the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation, begun last year and currently in the phase of completing the website. This site is at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. Information on how the foundation differs from others, board members, research on holistic natural ways to deal with cancer, including mental and spiritual interventions, interviews with cancer physicians and survivors, and more. If you would like to donate to the work I am supporting, there is a tab to donate, and I can offer you a tax exemption receipt if living in the United States. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Carl Helvey. On my Holistic Health Show page at www.facebook.com/pages/Holistic Health Show, and the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation page at www.facebook.com/beatlungcancernaturalalternative. On LinkedIn, I invite you to join me under my name, Dr. Carl O'Helvey. On Twitter, I invite you to join me at www.twitter.com/HolistHealthShow, HolistHealthShow. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.